Now, this is John McMullen. Welcome you to episode 12 of the John Max Show. I'm in the process, as some of you know, of writing a new book called Tales of Inwood, and this will bring together many of the stories that I've told people that or have stuck in my memory since growing up in Inwood, which is the northernmost tip of Manhattan Island, which at one time had more bars than any neighborhood in New York City. So many bars that Walter Winchell called the Ginwood. When I grew up as an Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood, and it was there were so many unusual things that happened there, mainly because there were so many children. And it was Inwood Hill Park, which is a tremendous park, having the only forest in New York City. So I'm in the process of putting this book together. And I was going to write, and I still am, an introduction that talks about the streets and talks about the history. And in the process of beginning this, I happened to start Pete Hamill's Downtown My Manhattan, which is just a wonderful book. And then Pete Hamill is one of my, if not the favorite writer. And his novel Forever is the best book that I've read, the best novel that I've read in the last 10 years. And everyone that I've recommended it to has felt the same. Well, I started reading Hamill's book about Manhattan, and he begins describing what the Battery was like, to what Canal Street was like, to what Trinity Church was like, all in the beginnings. And it was so well done that I wound up being very envious and also admiring him, obviously, and decided it was time to go back to the drawing board, that he has so much history and poetry in his writing about the way things were and the way things they became and the various prejudices of the early New Yorkers, and stories about the first department store in New York, the Marble Palace, the many other things, that I hope to be able to in some way to capture some of that magic in the Tales of Inwood, which I hope to be out in the winter. So I'm working hard on it. And I've also been doing recent things, as those who have been to my website, www.johnmac13.com, which is J-O-H-N-M-A-C, that you'll have noticed, I've been doing some radio and some television interviews and some poetry writing, and it's about time to get back to college teaching, and it's difficult to get all this in, so I just have to keep pushing and keep pushing. And I will, because I enjoy writing so much, and it's all consuming. So what I'm trying to do is to maximize the efficiency that I have in writing, whether it means giving up sleeping or doing other things. So, if you have any ideas, send them along to johnmac13@gmail.com. And until next time, thanks for listening. See ya.